This week, Chloe cries in restaurants. I watch air crash investigation while flying, and Kale wants to behead people. So, let's strap down, let's strap in, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I am your host, Tom, and I'm joined, as always, by my good friends, co-hosts. We have Kale. Hello, Kale.
Hello.
Hello. We have Chloe.
Hello.
Really? That's the energy.
Whoa. You started it while I was in the middle of doing something on the editing thing, and you've just gone, we're on.
To multitask.
Well, apparently I can, but I just like, you suddenly went,
well, clearly
hello,
you
Chloe.
Fucking can't.
Shut up, you bitch fucking whore.
You bitch fucking whore.
No,
you can't say that
unless it's in an Australian accent, okay?
Yeah, she does. You do a phenomenal. Well, I say it's a phenomenal accent, but in actual fact, it's probably, is it not like wildly offensive?
No.
No. Okay.
Do we care? Well,
that's me ended, isn't it? Fucking hell.
Well, are you offended by it?
Are you being a snowflake right now?
Tom is woke.
I don't think I am. Right.
I don't even know
so,
what that means.
Let me do some housekeeping. Because you might have noticed that there has been an infrequency to the uploads, and it's been because we've been making some changes behind the scenes to the podcast. The podcast has grown. When we first originally started doing this podcast, it was 1 hour, just 1 hour, and that's all we did. And a lot of the time now, these podcasts can expand sometimes up to 3 hours, and they are huge.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. There's all the little shorts, and it consumes all of our time. And we want to kind of like, rather than, it has felt like with a few of the episodes, we've rushed, and we didn't want to do that. We want to have it so like the podcast is something that, because in a day, if we're enjoying the podcast and we're loving what we do, it shows in the podcast. Whereas if we're kind of having to kind of shove it in before this and kind of like cram it in here, that's not doing something we love. So we decided we're going to go to every 2 weeks. But you'll notice that it's been, I think, 3 weeks is it since last podcast for people that aren't listening.
It
live.
Might be, yeah. We've had a little bit of,
bit
of time to refresh.
But it's going to be recorded every 2 weeks, and it'll release a week later on podcasting forum or podcasting apps and YouTube and all of that stuff. Unless you're part of the Patreons, and then you can come and watch with us live and give us abuse if you want to, and make us say weird names. Although I have noticed that because we're actually streaming on YouTube tonight, they cannot come in with the ridiculous names. So if we're reading names, we actually get to read the actual names, which is, I'm pretty happy about that. And what was the other thing I was going to say? Is there anything else?
Nope.
No?
I don't know. Actually, maybe there is.
I like it. Do you like how authoritative she sounds? I genuinely is like, oh, right, there's nothing else to say. And I realise, and she does this to me all the time, and I realise, she doesn't know.
No, I haven't.
She's just saying it in a commanding way, and I just go along with
Tom,
it. And I'm like,
why did you ask the question? If you know she doesn't know, why did you ask?
Exactly.
It was a kind of rhetorical question. It was more of a kind of question to myself. But she just has this ability to kind of like,
just know.
Yeah. And I just go along with it. I just go straight along with it. Right. So I've got a topic straight away. And I want to talk about a trucking-related topic.
Okay.
Which is plane crashes.
That's... I don't know how to tell you this, Tom. That's not a truck.
I know it's not, but
I mean, what have you been driving?
No, it's not.
How is this trucking? And, okay, plane crashes. Come on.
Right. So I've been listening to, like, a lot of... this air crash investigation stuff.
Right.
I don't know why. I've always loved it. To the point where I can...
It's really weird.
It's not really weird. I can actually listen to it while I'm on a plane.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
It's not.
Do you know what? I think I remember you saying this before, and it's just
it's sadistic.
It's soothing. There's something about it that's like actually genuinely soothing.
What? Sitting on the plane fuck? Going, oh, it's all right. Just watch this crash. It's fine. That's not going to happen.
That, how on earth is that soothing?
Because in a way, I kind of like, I look at it and I look at how the industry's improved. So like when an airplane crashes,
right,
it's not just like, they don't just say, they don't just say, oh, the pilots are fucking idiots. They go, right, well, what's actually happened? And like, they're going to go down stuff and they actually kind of like, they figure out stuff like, there's something called subtle incapacitation, where like there's so much workload going on that people just basically zone out.
Right.
And it's this, they call it subtle incapacitation. And it's basically, it's this thing where it's a genuine thing. And they'll look at like the whole list of things. And rather than looking at it in a sense of like this person's to blame, unless it's a gross misconduct. But the reality is, a lot of the time, it can be something like where people have got confused, they've not realized, they've not kind of like they've got mixed about with things. And they
imagine in the air, it's very different, isn't it, to driving on the road?
Well, and this is my point, because why don't we do this with other things? Like, specific, like, trucks, but not even just, like, just down to trucks. But, like, say, for instance, so Nessa sent me a video, and it was tipper driver that was going along the motorway, and he had his body up in the air. He just obviously just come out of a thing and he crashed into a barrier.
Yeah.
He's just been criminally charged for that.
Oh, dear.
But was that his fault?
Well, this is my point.
Don't they?
Because they've gone.
Yeah, but do they not investigate this sort of stuff that they go, did something fail? Or because I'm not being funny, to leave your tipper body up, though, is that not something you should notice? It's not going to go up on its own, is it?
Yeah.
No, but basically, from what I understand of this one here, was he was on the motorway, as in like he was actually doing a job on the motorway, he was tipping off.
Right, I remember this one now. Yeah.
Because the previous company had an alarm that was in the cab.
And would warn him if it was up.
His new one didn't.
Right.
But why has the company not been told, well, where's your alarms? You're working on the motorway. This should be a part of your risk assessment. Why is this not? Why is it the driver is the one that's been like? And it's not just that, but there's so many, like, I'm sure you've got it. You've had it, Kale, where like, where people have like, there's a bit of that thing of like, oh, that's the third time someone's done that this week.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's always someone else's fault.
But if it's happened three times this week, why? Well, it depends on what it was.
Like, there's a certain bridge that people strike. You know, there's like in America, there's a certain bridge that people strike.
Yeah.
Or there's a road. Whatever. Is there a road up north or something? And it's all north to me, not to you probably. But there's a road where they've got barriers that make it really narrow to slow people down. People still floor it.
Yeah.
Or people still crash because they're not anticipating it properly. So is it not stuff like that where it's just people not reading the road, reading the signs properly, things like that?
Yeah.
But if enough people are doing it, surely you need to be looking at the system as a whole rather than it being like, oh, this person's at fault, or all these people are just fucking idiots. Which, don't wrong, it's easy to kind of sit there and say, yes, them people are fucking idiots. And don't wrong, I'll be honest with you, I've done it. I've laughed and been like, well, fuck me.
Yeah.
Those people are all idiots. But that's not actually what's happened. Like, there's been more to it than that.
I think, well, my truck's got an alarm. If the arms are out or something, it's not got an alarm, but it's got a light up thing. It will light up and tell you.
And just alert you that it's there.
No. Yeah, or like if you don't put the handbrake on properly and open the door, it'll go beep, 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 that sort of thing.
Yeah, mine does that. Yeah.
Which, that's really handy. I'm not going to lie, that was good.
honestly.
Just being honest there. But if you're using a bit of equipment every single day, it's your job to get used to that equipment, read the instructions. Because is that not a thing as a driver? You are meant to be reading the manual. You're not meant to be using equipment unless you know how it's used, things like that. So surely you'd know there's an alarm, or you'd be able to see it in your mirror. I'm not being funny. I get where you're coming from, Tom. But I still think it was the drive's fault.
But it's one of these things where I understand. And don't get me wrong, the driver should have seen. They should have looked in the mirrors. But there has to be more to it than just that. There has to be more to it of like, there has to be more than just the why. And that's what they never just, that's with the air crash investigation. They never just do.
They look more into it. Really, they don't blame someone. This.
And then that's that. They never write, they finish their investigation like that. But they go in depth as to it. So what has made it? Because at the end of the day, if you're getting on the motorway and you're kind of, your attention's going all around this here, you're looking at this driver here, you're looking at this, you're looking at that, your attention's everywhere. And it is very easy to miss something. And this is
something I agree with that.
Go into with them crash investigations where they say, well, in actual fact, because they were concentrating on this thing here and this kind of thing here. And again, it's like kind of like that form of subtle incapacitation. But, you know, he's, at the end of the day, he's still, but he's kind of, the workload has increased because he's doing all of this stuff. And yeah, it's one of these things. Whereas, in actual fact, if they put a safety system in place where there was an alarm, if this happens, so yes, it can still be the driver's fault, but there are other things that could have, like, rather than saying you're just to blame, let's look at it in a kind of sense of like, let's fix this.
I think, and the problem is, yeah, go on. You gonna say anything else?
No, I was gonna say it's. I think it's one of these things that it's a management issue a lot of the time, where it's kind of, it's this easy thing because with a, like, and again, I'm sure you can all back this up. Like, there's managers out there that don't kind of want to blame themselves, and the easiest thing to do is to blame the employee.
Yeah,
and
I get
that's it. Is the kind of like they don't want to say, they don't want to kind of be like, well, no, we should have put alarms on the cab.
I've got,
we should have done this. We should have had, like, maybe
my transport manager drove my old skip lorry once, and he did a job and he took out a wall. And then he rung me up and blamed me because it was my lorry. He rings me up and he goes, why haven't you got a bar on your truck? I was like, what do you mean, why haven't got a bar? If you look for a bar, it's in the side pocket. Oh, well, because of this, I've now damaged a wall and it's your fault. And I'm like, hang on a minute.
Wait.
Excuse me,
this
boss.
This is a scene from Back to the Future. Yeah.
I literally said, as a professional driver, is it not your job to make sure you've got the right equipment? He's like, oh, shut up. He was only jokingly like blaming me, but it just related so much then when I was like, yep, I got the phone call, getting the blame, and it wasn't even my fault, and I wasn't even there. Well, why, you've just related to Back to the Future. Why is that? Why is that, Tom?
Kale.
What was it yesterday?
So, but just point out,
it was
right,
so cute.
If you see Kale looking off behind me, we have kittens.
You do.
And
sorry.
Are you just shouting at kittens?
No. My dog is in the cupboard.
I thought you were just shouting at 2-week-old kittens. I was like, you mean?
No.
I just, because she's a ratting dog. Right. I don't really trust her just
with
yet
the little kittens.
Because they're still very much.
You might get confused. So it was what yesterday? 21st?
It was my 21st birthday.
It was not your 21st birthday. I love you, but it was not 24.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm back.
No, it was.
And it was a what theme, from the looks of it?
Back to the Future.
It was so good. It was her 21st. Back to the Future. Exactly. Past. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Time stuff, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I don't know what you're about.
Time off.
He's gone all out, bless him. He did such a good job.
It was really
If
good.
I had known it was Back to the Future theme, I would have done a cooler video for you. Just putting that out.
Would you have dressed up like Doc for me?
I mean, I don't have that outfit, but I would have made Logan
Tom
do like
now.
A stunt or something.
Yeah, I definitely have that that outfit now. You're all good.
Can I just ask, is this the outfit for the bedroom or is it just an outfit?
Why does everyone keep asking?
Because you just said literally, oh yeah, I've definitely got the outfit now with a smirky face.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not dressing as Doc Brown for the bedroom. Jesus.
I don't know.
That's not how we're doing things.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that actually.
See? It's weird, isn't it?
No.
No, as
well, it depends on what
not
you like.
Not Doc Brown himself, but you dressed as Whip.
Wait, you're into Doc Brown?
Absolutely, I am.
Really? Wow.
Tom Bailey, get dressed up.
I'm a geriatric. Is that what you call me?
That means an old person.
That means you're old, and you've just said a new one.
What does it mean then?
Geriatric means you're old.
What does it mean when you like old people?
Is it geriophile or something like that?
Is that a word you've just made that up?
I don't know. I'll Google it later.
It means you're into Jerry.
Why does Timo call me Jerry then?
Yeah, I'm sure it's...
Oh, okay. You might be right then. That does check out.
What the fuck is he typing in here?
Did you literally just sit and watch
Back to the Future 1 and 2? I don't rate the third one. I find it a bit boring. But the first two I absolutely love.
Is the second one the cowboy one?
I think the third one was really rushed.
The third one is the cowboy one. Okay. It's still good, but it's not something I could watch over and over again like the other ones.
No, that's fair enough.
So Tom's typed in sexual desire for the elderly.
Because I'm trying to find out what the name is.
Oh my God.
Right, yeah, this is just... on you. You've got me down this bloody rabbit hole. I wasn't going to go down here. This was on you. So...
Why do you think I'm with Tom, Chloe?
Fuck right.
I like him old.
No,
like
I'm
him
not.
Old.
No, I'm not.
There's a little bit of grey going on.
I have a little bit of grey. Only a little bit. That's all I've got.
Grey pubes. Sorry.
I don't have any grey pubes. I like just to kind of confirm, I do not have grey pubes. That's not something I have.
Wow. I was not expecting the podcast to be going straight here, let's be honest.
Honestly, neither was I.
Okay. While we're talking about programs, okay.
I thought you were going to say while we're talking about pubes.
No.
Sorry,
no,
go on.
I'm sidesweeping that motion right there.
Go on. Carry on.
Have, you know, this whole football is going on and everyone's all excited about the football and...
I'm not.
No, I get this, right? Okay. I'm not, but... People have come up to me and gone, oh, you know, school run or whatever. Like, did you watch the game? You know, all this sort of thing. I'm like, no, but I watched Ted Lasso. And they're like, what's Ted Lasso? And then you can go on to a different conversation, but it's still kind of football related. By the way, you guys haven't watched it, have you?
I don't even know what it is.
Is it not on Apple, though?
It's on Apple, yeah.
We don't believe in Apple in this house.
Okay, well, watch it on a dodgy fire stick, as I am, all right?
Okay.
It's bloody good. It's really good. And it is football related.
Bloody good,
eh? It's like this American that does American football goes over to England and runs a Premier League football team. And there's a whole story to it. There's a reason it does make sense when you watch it, because you're like, why the fuck? What the fuck? But it's really good. And there's it's so cool. Anyway, it just like if someone starts bringing up football and you're like, I don't really want to talk about football, but I like Ted Lasso. You just mention that, and then they go, oh yeah, I've seen that. It's really good, isn't it? And they come away from football, or they go, oh, what's that? And then you get to explain it, and then football's forgotten. It's lovely.
So what you're actually doing is you're trying to give people a tip to not talk about football.
Yeah.
When everyone's talking about football. Yes. Okay. I like this. We're giving out hot tips.
Yeah. So I'm still in the zone. It gives you a relation to go, well, actually, I've been watching Ted Lasso instead. 100% watch it. It's very good.
I've heard people talk about it, but it's not one that I've ever really gotten into.
It's not one that I wanted to watch because my brother's been telling me for years to watch it and I've kind of gone, meh. But then I just thought, a spare of the moment the other day, I thought, ah, sod it, I'll watch it. And now season three after a week.
Oh my God, Chloe.
I've literally binged it. It's so good.
It's very impressive.
One thing I like about YouTube and like TikTok, I don't know if you guys get this, but there's been TV series and films that I've wanted to watch because I keep watching clips of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like there's a clips that I keep coming up for. I can't remember what it's for. It's like,
remember The Man in Between? That was so good.
Oh, Mr. In Between. Mr. You always called me Man in Between. That was really, really good. I'm trying to think what it's called. Like The Pianist or something like that, and it's about it's like a true
like a documentary style
it's proper film
but it's based on
a real film, yeah, and it's about this black pianist in the deep south,
right,
and he's going like on a he's going like on a tour, and he's got a white driver with him. And it's like the relationship between them two, and it looks like hilarious.
It looks quite good.
Yeah, I genuinely want to see that. And then what's the? I'm trying to think what the other one was that I keep seeing.
You got to see. You got to watch. It's the Pedro Pascal one with Nicolas Cage, and you said last time you keep seeing clips of.
That's so good. I cannot get her to watch. Why don't you like Nicolas Cage?
Because he has a face that I don't like.
Do you know what? Why? I get it, because I didn't used to like Nicolas Cage.
Snaky looking.
Yeah, but he's really good.
Snaky and slimy looking.
He's not snaky and slimy looking.
I don't like his face. And
what about Pedro Pascal? You must like him. He makes up.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my God.
Pedro Pascal. Show
me your face. Show me his face.
Watch The Last of Us. Yeah, I was going to say, because The Last of Us, you desperately want to see The Last of Us.
I do, but I don't. I'm bad with names.
But he's the main character in it.
He's the main character in it.
He's also in Game of Thrones as well, but
I don't know. Probably not then if he's in that.
He's really good. He's a cool dude.
He's really good.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones either.
No, I'm not. Don't worry about that. I'm not interested.
Never. I've not watched one single episode. All Lord of the Rings.
Okay, come on now. How have you not watched Lord of the Rings?
Because The Hobbit freaks me out. Not The Hobbit. Gollum. What's the little gremlin thing?
Gollum.
Gollum. Yeah. Freaks
Gollum
me out.
Freaks you out.
That
so
is a demon. I also knew someone. Actually, no, that's it.
Wait.
What? You knew also knew a Gollum?
That looks like Gollum.
No. I knew someone. Is David going to be editing this?
Yeah.
Whatever bits do we need to crop out of this?
Basically, I knew someone that actually masturbated to Lord of the Rings.
What the fuck?
I was not expecting that to go somewhere.
I'd be honest with you, I expected like a bunch of things. I like, you know when like Hale's talking and you have like a kind of a line of like things, this could go this way, it could go this way, or this or this. And you have a kind of a selection.
Wasn't even
the same direction.
That.
No.
Masturbation.
Why? Because of Gollum?
Apparently that was what was on the screen. I don't know though.
What the fuck?
Well, what else are you getting off to? I don't know what exactly was on the screen when the magical moment happened for him, but all I know is it was Lord of the Rings that he was having fun to.
Wow, I'm kind of I'm a little bit gobsmacked at that one. I don't know where to go from there.
I don't know if we can recover that from here.
That was a full true story as well.
So how well do you know this person?
I grew up with him.
Wait, was
and I
your
actually
brother?
No. Oh, okay. Probably I wouldn't put it past him, but I wouldn't say dated, but
not with him,
but his brother, his older brother.
Right.
And then he's the one that told me that he caught him doing it to a Gollum.
Also, they walked in. Gollum was on scene, and he was
through the. I don't know. I didn't ask. I was just like, "What the fuck is that?" And
why didn't you ask? This is something that you definitely should have asked more.
Yeah, I would want to ask more questions. 100%.
No, because it almost made my fear worse with the little gremlin thingy.
Made it worse.
Well, yeah, because I had to Google it, what Lord of the Rings was at the time, and what this Gollum creature was, and it freaked me the fuck out.
Wow.
It was a small village in Wales, okay? There wasn't a lot going on.
Fucking clearly.
But apparently Gollum was a part.
It can't be met. When Gollum is the attractive one that you've decided that you're going to go to town on, goes to
show
there's
live in Wales.
Not enough attractive people.
That is why I moved out of Wales. Put it that way.
Gollum's the most attractive ever.
How fucked up you got to be to jack off to that though?
I don't know. I'm a little bit.
Anyway, right. So moving on.
So your moving is on from that. Yeah. Just very quickly. Daniel in the comments said that he'd rather watch submarine racing than watch football.
Submarine what?
Honestly. I'm guessing that's something he's made up as an analogy, but I could go down for that.
What does he mean watching that instead of Nicolas Cage? Because I'd be down for that.
No.
No, instead
Nicolas
of football.
Cage is fine.
It's not, Tom.
Right. It's a really good film, though. It's really funny because he basically plays himself in it. But then he kind of like, yeah, but then he takes the piss out of himself kind of thing. It's good.
Really good. The only film I like with Nicolas Cage in is
National Treasure.
Ghost Rider.
No,
I thought it was a bit shit. I quite like National Treasure. Face.
It's on fire.
Yes. No, that's horrible.
Wow.
I'm joking.
You know Nicolas Cage, like he was absolutely nuts. The reason why he had to make all them really dog shit films was because he was buying loads of stuff. I think he bought a T-Rex skull at one point.
What the fuck?
Like he was buying loads of stuff he did not, probably not need.
Probably sleeps in it. Well, I think I would.
Could you actually do that?
Huh?
Is it big enough to sleep in?
What, sleep in a T-Rex skull?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you just get a Plaster Plarrie one and then make a bed out of it?
A what?
That would be kind of like the, like, Plaster, you know, what Plarrie. They make the cast out, yeah, of.
Oh, right.
What would it, like, at what frivolous purchase would you have? Like, if you won, like, won the lottery. What, like, frivolous won the lottery thing?
Hitman. I would buy...
Wow.
Wow.
Surprisingly, Hitmen are very affordable. Something that we, if you want to, you can save for that.
You could get a Hitman army. You could start a career in Hitmans. Like, not doing it yourself, but like, like when someone rings, tries to find a Hitman, you could be like on the end of the phone going, yeah, what do you want sort of thing? And then they'll give you, like, I've got the right man for you. And then you set them up with each other.
I've got the right man.
So like a dating,
I'd be like the middleman, but for Hitman.
Compare the market
for Hitman.
For murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on what you want doing to the person, like if you want a bit of torture. Just quick,
what
fast.
The fuck?
Yeah, you've got to start ticking the boxes, and then you get the right option, and then you get the right price depending on who charges what, you know. And how
Chloe's got it;
they are.
She knows.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, you don't want to go because you know you always got like searching price order. You don't want, obviously, the most expensive hitman's going to be like a bit
amazing,
much, aren't they? Because they're going to the one of them, like,
yeah,
the,
you know,
you're going
to get the job
they're
done.
Gonna think, no, because like, some people think they're worth a lot of money. And
I feel like they'd be like snipers. Like, no trace whatsoever.
Other than the compare the market. Traceable side of it.
Yeah. Wait, would traceable be an option on this?
Oh, what? Yeah, you'd have to have options, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, would you like a male or a female? Or a them? And would you like a sniper killing? You know, torture killing? You know, things like that. Do you want us to stalk him for a little while and freak him out?
Oh,
options,
yeah.
There, you know?
I think that would be the best way. Like, maximum damage done possible. Like, stalk him a little bit. Freak him out, like you say. And then, you know, proceed.
To be fair, this is not what I'd spend my money on. But I do like where you're going with that.
Right, so you've gone Hitman. It's an interesting choice. I like it.
It's just an idea I was throwing out there.
Just throw it out there, see how we take
just throw it.
It
out,
no,
right,
I was thinking, like, I don't know, like a necklace, like a diamond necklace, but nope, you've just gone straight Hitman. That's fine.
I would buy a farm. A really big farm. Really big farm with like full on land and houses. And then I'd create my own little Chloe village. So I would put my buildings out for rent. I'd live in the farm bit, get farmers and stuff like that, get my horses that I really want, my expensive horses. That's probably what I'd do, is buy about $50,000 horse.
Really?
Have a really expensive horse. And then I'd rent out my little houses, and then I'd give them Chloe money so that they have to spend Chloe money in the village and have
Chloe
a shop
money
and everything. Oh, cool. You could have like a little coin with your face on it.
Yeah.
That is something in America. Like a country that seceded. Obviously, it's not an actual country, but it's just they kind of like just pretend that they're a country and they've got their own currency and shit. It's only like two houses or something.
I was gonna say you can do that. I watched it on Family Guy, didn't I? Where they
yeah,
a country
it
in
is,
their house.
But it is that kind of it's that same level. It's that same level of ridiculousness. There was Sealand?
Right.
Off the coast of England, which was
not
like
sealant as
like
in the chemical, then. Sealant
no,
as in a place.
Sealant, like sea land.
Right,
and it was
sea
like
land.
It was a, maybe like an oil rig or something. And there was right. like a pirate radio station that broadcast from there for years and years. Like, I think during like the 80s, like maybe into the 90s, it was like a massive thing. Because obviously it would broadcast all over London because it was like within range of it.
That's pretty cool.
And it was like pirate radio.
Did you know there's still pirates out there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that until the other day.
What?
There's still pirates out there.
There's still pirates. What, that board like your boat. Wooden,
like no.
Wood-legged.
No, it's like Somalia and shit like that.
Yeah, they're a bit more modern and hardcore.
Not much more modern. They have AKs and that's really about it.
Yeah.
Like, what they do is they go up to these huge container ships on like little dinghies and try to board it. And the container ships to get rid of them have just got like massive like water pistols and just spray water at them.
Yeah, it's a true story. And they're like full on pirates still in international waters.
And people can still get arrested and do get arrested for piracy. Do you remember that Captain Phillips thing? With
What's
Tom
that?
Hanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that was. Look at me. I'm the captain now. That's
I've not watched that film, but obviously you need to watch that.
Oh, fucking Tom Hanks. Love Tom Hanks.
Nah.
Right, Kale, we're not getting into this again. Right. Kale seems to... She's read some conspiracy
thing,
and she seems to think that Tom Hanks is like part of a paedophile ring or something like that. And it's not true.
I didn't say he was part
debunked. Right, okay, so what? Why don't you know Tom Hanks?
I didn't say he was part of a paedophile ring.
Right, so what is it then?
Paedophile race.
I can't really remember it.
Is it right? Just quickly. Is
Basically,
this an actual real thing or is this...
I haven't made it up, Tom.
No. What I'm saying is...
Fucking Google it, bruv.
No, do you genuinely believe this or is this the moon landing thing again?
What do you mean the moon landing thing again? Does Kale not believe in the moon landing?
You're such... No.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, she convinced me that she did not believe. And that was from the very early on. She's like, oh no, it's but moon landing's fake, isn't it? And obviously I get very like passionate about that stuff because it's clearly not. We landed on the moon. There's evidence, but look at the shoes. And like for ages. And then one day she goes, oh yeah, I was just joking about that. I was like, you're such a fucking dick.
He was so passionate about it, like everything. He was like, look at this, you can't tell. I was like, glitched
I'd send
out.
Like videos, YouTube videos,
glitched
like
out.
Frequently.
The filming glitched out. It was filmed in a studio, and I've seen the foot, the boot, and it was not the same footprint. # bullshit. Just saying.
And you continued this on for a year. I'm quite impressed.
But to be honest with you, it went that long, on that long. I actually thought, I don't know if I actually believe it or not. I don't know.
I don't understand anymore. My God.
She's such a shit, isn't she? Like, she's such a shit.
No.
Yeah. But I love you.
Oh, fuck, I couldn't
funny.
Believe it.
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning and we were out trucking and it was... I was just bored. I needed something to entertain my brain. I was like, I'm going to tell him this.
Is that genuinely? Like, sometimes, I know she does wind me up and she does it just because she's bored.
Yeah, but it's never nasty. It's just funny.
Yeah, you are.
To like watch him get like, look at this video. This is the proof that it's real.
Get really upset.
And I was like, it's all
bullshit.
Fake.
Right, so this is like because obviously
bullshit.
She's ADD.
I'm not.
You definitely 100% are. I have to plan. So for her birthday, one of the things that she wanted for her birthday was a power wash, and I had the day all planned out in with ADD preparations for everything. So we went out for breakfast, and then. She got the presents, she got like the power wash and she got to play with all of that and yeah, it was all good. And then I knew she was going to play with it for a certain amount of time and I basically planned on her getting bored at a certain time and then we'd move on to the next task and basically I had to kind of like all these things, I had to stagger them time-wise because I knew she'd get bored of each one. The only thing I ran into an issue with was one of them where we had some crossover time. But she gets bored and when, because because like, you can see it. You can see a brain ticking away, and it's like if it doesn't have stuff to feed on it, it just goes, "I'm me a dick now."
I'm like that in work. Honestly, yeah. I don't know how I've not got the sack yet. I do it with customers as well. If they're boring me mid conversation, I'm like, right.
I'm out. See you later.
I'm out. I've clocked out, mate.
I am no longer. Wow. It's, in fact, that is that not subtle incapacitation?
I don't know what that means. So
no, I don't know what you've
what
lost.
Does that mean?
It's when like you've got like your brain kind of just kind of clicks off.
Right. Yeah.
And
pretty
you're
much.
Not able to kind of like you don't can't really
just
take any more information.
And I'm just nodding away like yeah.
To be fair, no, I do. When I used to be on the Weybridge, people would like try and talk to me, and I'm just like, "Yeah, brilliant. See you later." And I'd be really blunt.
It's just
they'll be telling
me
something,
and
I'd be like,
"Conversation,
out. Go away."
Yeah,
like, why are you still here? I only want to weigh you, mate.
Yeah,
conversation.
But the thing is, some of them drivers, they're out all week, and they might be like tipping in like a little farm, so they're not getting to see anyone, especially if like you know like Jenkies and stuff are coming in.
They might
not really see many people. And you're like the first proper like human contact they've had with me in a day or something. And all they want to do is they want to have some genuine, real human contact. No. They want to speak with someone. And you're like, I don't care.
No, we don't say that. It's just, there's no like, so there's this guy that comes into the shop, right? And he smiles all the fucking time. All
That's
he does
nice
is
thing.
Smile. No, it is. But he looks like he's off his tits all the time, right? So anyway,
it's not me that you're talking about, is it?
Yes.
No, 100%. He has crazy behind his eyes, if you know what I mean. Anyway, he filled up his car and he said, I was like wiping down the pumps and that, and he's looking at me smiling. I'm like, and he's kept Death looking at me, he's like, and he's like, just like nodding, trying to get a conversation. I was like, I'm not giving it you, mate. I got shit to do. Anyway, he went in. And then he went into Greg's, drove off without paying for his fuel, come back, and he's like, I can't believe I've done that, laughing and joking in there. And we were all like, just fucking get out. He comes in all the times, and he's just smiles, and he's in a world of his own. He's just like,
I mean, that doesn't sound like the worst person in the world, let's be honest.
Someone that smiles that much is severely disturbed.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
It's just like, there's no other emotion. No other emotion. It's just this massive Cheshire cat grin. I'm like, you are fucked up. You really are. There's something weird with him. But I feel quite sorry for him because he's obviously quite lonely to come in that much.
And smile that much. Bless him.
What are you looking at?
So you know what? We get questions in the chat. And like normally the questions are all like fairly standard stuff. A lot of the time. We have a question, and I genuinely don't even know what my kind of thoughts are to it. So this is Zed. He says, "Here's a question. I've been wondering, how do your truckers, and I'm guessing this guy's American, how do your truckers feel about street racing criminals like Where's 981 or Squeeze Benz? I don't know who them people are, but I'm assuming they're kind of like, I'm guessing a bit like, you know, the bikers that you see on TikTok where they do like run from the police and stuff like that.
Right.
I bet you have a whole different perspective on it from the regular person's.
Okay.
I don't really know. The only ones that I've ever had was like when I've had people like fly past me and it's fucking, I've jumped out my skin because like it's like you're not expecting it and they just screamed past you. But like, I don't know. Like, do you get them coming into the shop? Like the races and stuff, the boy races.
We do at night, I think, but not as much anymore.
It's too expensive in there?
No, because the doors are shut and they have a 90-minute window now. So, not 90-minute window. They have a time limit.
Yeah.
So they get fined, so they don't bother coming anymore.
I normally find they just speed past, and then I just like dickhead. But then I'm like, well, I used to be like that and think I was really cool, and now I'm there like, I just think they're dickheads now. Like, I saw a car earlier that was like a really nice BMW that I originally would have loved because it was really loud and you could hear the dump valve, and I was like, oh. But now I just like, ugh, that is awful. Completely changed.
It's not even like, it's more they nothing me. Like, I don't.
They nothing me.
Like, yeah, as in like, they'll fly past me and Yeah, it's fine. It's yeah, they're just out, but chilling out. As long as they're not hurting anyone. I mean, don't get me wrong, you see them and you kind of go on the straights and they're clearly breaking the speed limit.
Yeah. But
I'll be honest with you, as long as, right, I know it's one of these things, but as long as they've assessed it and there's no one around it. I know they probably haven't done, but so the dogs, we might have to get the dog just to kind of to clear out, but I'm going to get you to get Kel to talk to you in a second. I'm just going to run and just deal with the dog, so.
What?
So, tell you what, for those people that, right.
Just do it now.
Talk to Chloe about it. 1 second. I'm going to get someone to show the people. This is going to be a visual thing. So if you're watching this, this is something for you guys. But if not, go on. You talk with Chloe a second.
What are we talking about?
Whatever you want. But street racing. What's
Where's he going? He's bloody useless.
The dog's in the wardrobe.
Do you know what happened to me today?
Go on.
So. Go on. Oh, has he got something?
He's just picked the dog up and.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I went to the shop with Logan and I thought,
yeah,
I'll go to B&M Bargains and get some goodies and shampoos and that, you know, just a bit of B&M Bargaining. Took Logan and I get there, go in the shop, have a mooch around, get back to the car, got a fucking puncture and I, like a fully flat puncture.
Bloody hell.
So I'm like, for fuck's sake. So I get the pumper on it and I pump it up just enough to about 20 PSI.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there because their stories, their ideas make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
That's all I could get in it. And I was like, right. I'm going to get to a quiet bit. Oh, don't show us a kid. That's not fair. That's so cute. Lord. Don't walk away. It's so cute. We're podcasting. We can't do this. It's so cute.
Simba.
So I drive it around the corner to like the big Tesco. And there's loads of room. There's no one around. So I get out. And then I'm like, right. There's a lot of air coming out of here. So I'm going to have to take the wheel off and swap it for the spare. So it's all really stressful by this point. So I managed to get I jack the wheel up. I've taken all the special wheel nuts off and stuff like that. This is on my car, Tom, you're back. Basically, I had a puncture. And so I get the spare wheel out. I get all the jacks up. I jack it up. I undo it all. Do all that. And I'm like, yeah. Logan's sat in the car chilling. And I can't get the fucking wheel off. It's been that long. I've never changed a spare because I've never needed to. So it's been like, well, obviously the tyres come off at some point, the wheels come off at some point, but it is jammed on there. And I'm like, I need a hammer or something. And I had nothing. I was like throwing the wheel at it, my spare wheel, trying to get some weight behind it.
You threw the wheel at it?
Well, like literally I had hold of it and I was swinging it and going bang, bang. Because I was like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh my God.
I'd literally rung up the tyre guy from my work, Kelvin, and said, what do I do? I was like, I know it's like just obviously stuck on there.
Wait, just quickly, is this going to be another Chloe story where you haven't actually taken the nuts off?
No. Okay, definitely right. Taken the nuts off because I have to. I've got one like security lock one, whatever. I took all the nuts off, you know. But I'm like, I tried to kick it because I couldn't get it off of my feet. And then I he said, well, I know it sounds silly, but maybe just take the wheel to it. So that's what I started doing. It's bang, bang, bang. People were looking at me like, what the fuck is she doing?
This crazy woman.
Like, what do I do? So then I was like, right, this is, I need like a hammer to get this off. So I thought, right. So I put everything back in the car, put my wheel nuts back on, pump it up there again, get to Tesco, like the main petrol bit, pump it up to 30 PSI. And then I obviously drive about 10 minutes down the road back to work because I'm like, well, let's just get to work and then I'll see what I can do. Get to work. Obviously, all the alarms are going off now because no one's meant to be there. And it's like, oh no. They're like, who are you? And I'm like, I've just popped in to get out. So I have to ring my boss and my boss sorts it all out. And he's like, yeah, you're just going to have to go to the workshop and sort it out. Anyway, so I finally get the proper jack and then lift it up, take the wheels off and everything. And then I'm looking for a sledgehammer or something. And I managed to find a sledgehammer and I absolutely had to twat the crap out of it to get this wheel off.
Chloe.
It, like where all the crap was on it, it was all completely stuck on. Anyway, it was so stressful when I was at Tesco and finally got it off. But once I had the hammer, it was a piece of piss. I was like, bang, straight off, put the new one on, relock it back in place. And then I was just like, well, that was fun.
Yeah, but jokes aside, imagine how much worse this story would have been if this was also the same story where you couldn't work out which one is your car and it turned out it wasn't your car all along.
I started twatting with a hammer.
If them two stories had coincided, that would have been real bad.
Well, I've now realised that I'm going to have to find a sledgehammer to keep in my car. Because if I get stuck again, I'm going to need a sledgehammer, aren't I?
Yeah, good luck explaining that.
But then I suddenly, that's what I thought. If I'm going to like get pulled over and they're like, why have you got a sledgehammer? And then I'll go, oh, yes, to get my wheel off. They go like, yeah, all right, that's a likely story. But no, honestly, I need to get my wheels off. So yeah, I need a sledgehammer.
So how long has it been since you've done that?
What, taking the wheels off?
Damn, it's that corroded.
It's probably been a good year or so before it's been, like, when the brakes were changed or something, like a good year last year at some point. So I've not had any punches since or anything like that, so I've not needed to. It's just obviously the shit and grime.
Mine are really bad.
What, in your car? Like, make sure you get a sledgehammer.
They're definitely legal as long as you're squinting. It's kind of like it's still on the side of legal, but if there was a copper, I'd definitely be having like he'd be like not happy with me at the same time. Like,
yeah, well, my spare is on the edge of being okay, because obviously I've never really looked at my spare. I've just seen there's one in there and gone, oh yeah, sweet.
Yeah,
but it's obviously an old worn out tire.
It's worn as fuck.
Yeah,
but is it a space saver or not?
No, it's a proper one. But it looks really clean. Like the rest of my car, I put this nice brand new. It's obviously like very rarely been used, or not used for a while, so it's like really silver and clean alloys. And I was just like, oh, the rest of the car looks like shit. So yeah, that's my story from today. That was so. While you guys were having a lovely birthday, I was beating up my car.
Did you feel better for it?
It was quite nice, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the first couple of times I kicked it, I was like, this should have worked by now. What the fudge?
Did you at least get some anger out on it?
What, with the sledgehammer? Yeah. It went proper thud. Yeah. It was quite nice. It was a good feeling.
He had that on his truck. So he had to call his boss to come out and get it off. It was properly welded to it.
Yeah, so
some of them, especially the trailer ones, where if they've been on there for a while, because obviously they'll sit in the yard. God damn, they are like, you can see them like absolutely twatting them with the hammer, like.
Yeah.
And you do think, like, especially because it's like, 100 and whatever PSI.
The lorry's like 130, aren't they, I think? Yeah, is that right? Yeah. 120, 130. Oh,
yeah. It's, they're bad.
Have you seen them go bang?
Yes, I've seen them, yeah.
Oh, with someone there.
It's bad. Yeah. It's scary.
We had a trailer go with one of the lads, stood pretty much right next to it, and all his pores just opened up. Like, there was little blood spots all over his face.
What the fuck?
Yeah, just because, like, the wind just, like, opened up all his pores.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
That's
I mean, it's lucky he wasn't any closer to it. Otherwise, he would have been pretty severely injured.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he still had to go to hospital. Know. Yeah, they can... fuck me, Tom. They do a lot of damage.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Honestly, I want to throw up.
The poor thing is, it's not something I ever really thought that was a thing. And I...
Holes.
I wish I didn't know what you just said to me. Like... That's a true, like, ignorance is bliss moment.
Well, he came back to work and it looked like he was covered in spots because it just opened all of his pores up.
Yeah, so let's move on. Let's move on to something nicer. And Kael has a topic for us, don't you?
Excellent.
Do I?
Yeah. It's Henry.
Oh, have you heard about this young lad that's gone missing?
No.
Oh, so he's 19 years old. I think his name's Jay. I should really know his name, but I don't. I think it's Jay.
Right.
So he went on a lad's holiday in Tenerife. And he ended up... I think he went for a rave with these people that he just met. Which is weird. Anyway, well, I don't know.
Not really.
It's a little
it's
bit.
It's tea.
Nah. Anyway, so he's gone to this place, but it's in the national park of where Tenerife. I don't really know the facts and all that, kind of, but the basics are he was asking, he ended up with this English couple.
Yeah.
And he texts his friend that he was on holiday with saying, I've got 1% battery left. I don't know where I am. I need water. And no one's heard of him since the 16th of June.
Oh, wow.
So he is missing in Tenerife somewhere. So but
why do you think he's been kidnapped?
I don't know. People are just throwing out things, I think. That there's no, like, nothing to back it up. But he was in this white car. There's pictures of the white car places and stuff like that. But then there's a conspiracy. I'm going to say conspiracy because I don't actually know if it's true or not. Where multiple people for years and years have gone to the same area and gone missing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't know what's happened.
Like a sort of Bermuda Triangle mini scale.
It's really weird. Like, well,
it's like that Australia, isn't it? There's a part of Australia where all them hitchhikers and people went missing. And that was, I think, that actually turned out to be real, didn't it?
Well, there's a few things, isn't there? Like the Bermuda Triangle. That's people just go missing there.
You know? Do you know? That's people don't go missing more often than Bermuda Triangle than anywhere else. Like it's statistically, there's not been any kind of like more disappearances. Just a kind of
there's just like a weird irregular area, isn't there?
Nope, it's not completely regular. Same amount.
Well, I've watched a program on it. Whatever, I can't remember what happened in it, so I'm not going to argue it because I can't remember. So some people, skepticals like nearby, think that something else has happened. Like what, alien abduction?
Yes, essentially, yeah. It's kind of gone.
Sorry, I was just Googling his name is Jay. Jay Slater it is. Right. Last known movements.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to see if you can talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the sixth day today that he's gone missing. He's been missing for. Tom, what are you doing?
I'm trying to make it so you can talk
and read.
He
keeps lifting the bloody...
I'm trying to make it so you can talk and read at the same time.
Police and sniffer dogs, firefighters, volunteers have been going around. Because there's like a national park thing, like a forest kind of thing there.
Right.
You went to the festival in, I'm not even going to pronounce that,
Playa de Las Americas,
with two friends on Sunday evening.
Yeah.
And his last Snapchat post, 7:30 a.m. on Monday morning, Jay Slater tagged wherever he was, remote area of north of the island known as the rugged and sparse terrain.
It's basically, it's like desert.
No, nothing there. But at the same time, people have been there, like searching for him. And there is a lot more there than people think there is. So if he was walking, I mean, he's been, what he says, people are saying he's still walking there. He's not, because someone would have seen him. He's literally disappeared into thin air.
What, so people still think he's walking around there? I mean, surely he would have been found if he's still up and running. So he's either dead in a bush.
We don't know. Yeah, basically. But anyway,
or
I have been
abducted by aliens, or you know, he might turn up in a minute and go, hey,
fooled you all.
Tricked you all.
I've been so invested in it though, because things like that, oh my God. But to go missing for nearly 7 days is just crazy.
It's quite a long time, isn't it? That would be horrifying to be missing that long.
There's a lot of conspiracies going around about it, like with his mum and all sorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's dead dodgy.
Oh, that's a bit sad.
I mean, in fairness, like, it's only an hour walk, maybe 2 hours walk to, like, the nearest place.
That's what people are saying. Like, people are saying it's this secluded area.
Yeah.
But it is, but it also isn't to the next place where it's all built up. So
yeah. There's only a
someone would have
out.
Seen him. Yeah, someone would have seen him, but
it's
he had
not
no
like
water.
America, where you've got like
hundreds of miles. Yeah, it's not like that. Hundreds of miles.
Yeah,
and if, like, you can miss a place, and it can be like,
yeah.
It's yeah, it's I really don't weird.
It's not like that. It's.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they think he might have been kidnapped as well, or something like that.
People are saying
anything, everything.
People
everything.
Are saying he might have been kidnapped, or. But apparently, they're just searching the same area over and over again.
Where he kind of went missing. Daniel Smee in the chat, he's just playing hide and seek. I agree.
Probably.
Hardcore hide and seek. Hey, I've got you all.
He's won. Well done.
I hope he's all right, though.
I would think this will be like another one of these ones where he's kind of been caught, like probably like kind of fallen down something, won't he? And it'd be, poor lad. It's one of these things.
Whatever's
where
happened, it's going to be rubbish.
I think probably because of where it is, and it is secluded, but it's also still you still feel reasonably close. Because when we were in Cyprus, like when we went for that drive, and we went for that really long drive, and we had. Tom's not going to watch this, is he? so we got her dad's car to go out and drive around Cyprus.
Yeah.
And he has like a quite. He complains about it, but it's like a really nice car. It's a Subaru 4x4.
Yeah.
And so we took it, and I
off-roaded.
I went off-road with this thing, and so we went. We kind of appeared somewhere, and then I put it in a dash like the. The thing we kind of just went for an explore around the islands, and there was a point where we'd driven for like an hour and we hadn't seen another building. Like it was like there was a massive point where we.
But Cyprus is a really small island.
But the thing is, Tenerife is only like quarter, if not like a fifth, the size of Cyprus. It's a lot smaller. I was just looking at it on the map there. It's significantly smaller. It's like. The whole island's like driving from Ayagaca down to Paphos. Like it's not a big place.
Yeah.
And so like to kind of go, it must be, he must have got injured. And the thing is, I think with these things, it's one of these things where it, especially with like the TikTok, like detectives. People
have been really horrible there on there though. Like, about his mum and stuff. And I just think that
people
they do. People deal with shock in different ways, don't they?
What would you do if you got in that situation then? Would you keep walking to try and find civilization?
You'd have to, wouldn't you? You'd just have to keep walking.
I don't know, is there like streams? Would you find a stream with fruit and just set up a little house and swing it until someone turns up?
I would keep walking on the main road, make sure it's a main road, not just a little back
alley.
I would just keep walking until I hit. You're guaranteed to hit somewhere eventually, you know. I wouldn't flag anyone down though.
You're supposed to find it. You need to find water. You need to find food.
Yeah.
You need to find shelter. It's in that order, isn't it? But then, so something like that, where you are only because at the end of the day, if he's hammered drunk. And he's got turned around.
Yeah.
And he's trying to find something. He's going across rough terrain. And place like that, it is because I think
it's not for when you're
somewhere like that, you can have look at the surrounding and you can have like you're so you can have think, oh well, in England, I found like very much like when I was on Cypriot roads, I was going around the corners. Like British roads have a certain way that they curve.
Yeah,
and like, there's a kind of like and the same thing as like even in nature, like you kind of you assume, oh, in England it'll be like this because it's farmed and this sort of thing, but it's not, and you can just find, oh, crevice. There's a big thing here, and because if you're not concentrating, and because you're not kind of like used to it, it's easy to fall down. But like what I was saying before, it's with these TikTok detectives, they're going down this thing of like, oh, it's a conspiracy. He's been kidnapped. Whereas the simplest, most logical thing is he's drunk.
He's had an accident.
And he's probably fallen.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It is really sad. But the simplest, most logical solution is
the simplest normally.
Yeah, it's that's
I think it just makes it more want people to engage in it more if it's like more of a.
But yeah, people have never. It's like the you know the JF Kennedy thing. Like they caught the guy that actually killed him, but because it's such a big event, and especially do you remember that the woman who drowned, and it was
there's a lot of people that drowned
last. Oh no, but it was last year,
right?
And it was massive.
No.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
It was in Lancashire. It was all over that. Everything. And people were like,
oh, I do. Yeah. I do. Nicola Summer.
Yes, that one there. And
you
like,
do, Chloe. It was everywhere.
It was absolutely. She had a spaniel. Crazy.
She had a spaniel.
Oh, I don't
and,
know.
She'd gone for a walk and she was never seen again until she, obviously.
Everyone was like, oh, she got picked up. Someone dragged a body across the field. And everyone was kind of going like all this stuff. And like, There was all these.
Her husband was being blamed for it.
Exactly, because like the internet was going crazy for it. Oh, it has to be the husband, and she just slipped and fell. And like everyone was going crazy down these things, and you had these
that poor husband as well. I know.
Yeah, well, you had all these like clairvoyants. Yeah. They were saying like, oh yeah, I've checked. I've looked into the spiritual world, and yeah, she's definitely this and that and the other and.
They're quite dangerous, those people, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, well, we were talking about this week, yeah, weren't we, girls? Were. But it's one of these things where it's so very easy to kind of get wrapped up in the craziness of all this. But I think people kind of forget that, like, the world's not... The world can be quite simple.
Yeah.
People can just slip.
People just let their minds run though, don't they, when things like that happen.
Which is absolutely fair. That's absolutely fine. But
in reality, it's quite scary how close, just to put a reel down on it, how close death can be. So we at work lost someone the other day who just didn't wake up in the morning.
Oh, really?
Simple as that. She was only 53.
Wow.
Poor bugger.
She just did not wake up. And that's terrifying when you've spoken to this lady the day before, and then suddenly you find out the following day that she's no longer here, and you're just like, wow. And the worst
isn't
thing is,
weird?
I feel awful for the husband because she was a bigger lady. She was obviously having breathing difficulties at night, so she'd asked for one of the breathing helping things. And I think he turned around and says, oh, I'm sure you don't need it. I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, no.
And yeah, basically, her alarm went off in the morning, and he turned over to be like, "Why haven't you answered this yet?" And that was it; she was gone.
Oh, poor.
Just to really lay in how close and scary, actually, when you think about things like that, of just like might not wake up in the morning. It's quite horrifying. Just to put a real downer on this, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, I was watching. We were watching that. We kind of really got into 999. What's Your Emergency?
Yeah,
yeah. I love those shows.
Oh yeah, it started to affect me.
I don't know. It really affected me.
It gets really upsetting.
I don't know. But it is one of these things where, I'll be honest with you, it was one of them times where I was like, I really kind of saw my mortality, and I did not like it. It was, yeah, and it made me kind of like quite, yeah.
It's yeah.
I miss watching that.
They're really interesting to watch, but it does reality hits. Have you watched, like, I love watching Bondi Beach as well. That's so good.
No, I've never watched that.
Oh, I love Bondi Beach.
I'll be honest, I don't watch a lot of TV like that, do I?
Well, we both don't really.
No. Oh, it's so
no,
good,
I Bondi. Wish I did, because everyone keeps going on about Love Island. I'm like, I don't care.
Oh, no. No, I'm not into Love Island.
So, her aunt's... Was it your aunt? Yeah. Aunt and... I made a birthday video thing for it, and her aunt was like, oh, like something a love from Love Island or something like that. And I'm like, you do not know her at all, dear. Like the fact that you're talking about Love Island, I know you're clearly obsessed with it, but we could not give two shits
just
about
interesting.
It. My ex used to be absolutely just crazy for it. And like, I'm like...
Do you watch it, Chloe?
No, not into it. Not my sort of program. It just annoys me.
It makes me cringe.
It's annoying. It's really annoying. And the people that go on it always look the same.
Yes. They all look the same.
There was, you know, when you have like the good old dramas of arguments, we were at school the other day on the school pickup, and there's some mums that I get on with because I find people quite hard to deal with sometimes. And there's people like on the same wavelength, and we have a chat and it's good. And one of them comes in, she goes, "Oh my God, there's drama going on." We're like, "What? What's going on?" And around the, she's, "Oh, around the other side of the playground, there's like a parent argument." It was actually pretty awful when you think about it. Is the dad had turned up when it wasn't his pickup time, and she was kicking off, going, "Well, it's not your day," in front of all these kids and their own children, going, "You shouldn't be here," like full blown argument.
Really?
It's like, wow, this is like, you should have just like not done this and gone home and dealt with it afterwards, or just gone, "He wants to see his kids. Don't worry about it." Anyway, I was like, "Which ones? Which ones?" And she goes, "Oh, it's the bird that looks like she's from Love Island." And I instantly knew which one it was. I was like, "Oh yeah, I reckon I saw that one a minute ago." I wondered what was going on.
The fake lips and the fake tan.
Yeah. And the sort of clothing. And I was just like, "Yeah, I she does look like she's meant to be in Love Island." And then you realise, oh my God, that was a perfect interpretation.
Description.
Of it. Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, "Yep, I knew which one you meant."
Well, I think on that video, they had like, was it a filter?
Yeah, it was. What look like? No, that is definitely a filler.
Oh, okay, right.
They had really big lips and like chiseled filler and all that kind of shit.
And I just think like, it just looks not like, not attractive in the slightest. Like, it's, imagine like, it'd be like kissing a wall. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine like, it'd be like, kiss. You know.
A lot. I've seen him.
Like, I don't know. It's just one of them things where I can't.
It's really sad though, because sometimes I look at these women and I'm like, I can tell what you'd look like without all of that into it.
Yeah,
like
you've shown me some of these Instagram ones, and you've come back and you've shown me like, wow, they used to be beautiful. Like, why?
Just
they...
normal sized lips, you know?
Yeah.
And like, no fake eyelashes, just exactly who they are. And I think it's so much prettier than the...
Oh, fucking duck face. It's like Donald Duck.
I'm going to get it. Come away from duck face.
No, you're not.
Did you know...
No, because it's like permanently like it, isn't it? Like it's like...
The thing that really upsets me at the moment is the fashion that's coming back in is like all stuff we used to wear. Like there's... What? Did you ever wear like the three layers strap top sort of thing when you were in school?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, three or four layers, and you got like the lacy strap top underneath.
Yeah,
that's coming back in, and I look at it and go, "Oh my God,
I don't know how I feel about that."
Yeah, wait, that's coming back in.
You know, like the layered top, like clothing, like you'd have like three this tops on, but they'd be layered so you could see it all. I've worn it once, but recently. And you said, "Oh, I like it when you wear stuff like that." It was like just multiple layers of tops.
Yeah.
Wait, you just have like a strap.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you have like a lacy strapped up underneath that's really long. Yeah. And then you have another one. And then you have another one. So you can see all the layers. Yeah. And that's come back in. Like, massive thing.
I actually don't know how I feel about that. Do you remember the gypsy belts? The big round belts? Oh, yeah. I love them. And they're coming back in.
There's loads coming back.
I just need to lose weight for it to go around my hips.
And then there's like certain like trousers, like flares are coming back in again, and just certain things. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just literally done a loop back round, and we're going.
I like flares though. I do like flares. Got to say,
if you two start bringing stuff up and going, "Well, this is only 15 quid at TK Maxx," and
on what the clothes? Yeah,
so it's like
can't go wrong with flares.
I wish I could wear it. I did buy a pair, and it just doesn't look right on my body shape.
It doesn't look as cool on me as what I used to remember it.
No, doesn't it make you sad though?
What doesn't look as good?
Flared jeans.
Like when you were young.
I used to have flared jeans.
What? They weren't for boys.
What?
No. It wasn't. Was it
what?
They flared, or like they were quite.
No, he's talking about bootcut jeans, but they're like extra bootcut. But flares,
flares
women,
are when they flare out at the floor.
When they're like tight, they're tight-ish, and then they just come out.
Like BGs, not BGs. Yeah, it's the ABBA.
ABBA.
Oh, no, not like that. They were just really big, and it had like halfway down the jeans, it had like a little strap.
You just like baggy like jeans, mate.
You just mean like the baggy combat things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have, I had like a pink pair and then it had like six random tassels.
Yeah, never understood it. And I also used to wear the chain where, like, I had my wallet.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was on
the
chain.
Oh my God.
Even though there was nothing ever in that wallet.
Yeah. Aww, you just thought you were cool.
And I had
tried to be cool.
I had big furry moon boots at one point because I thought that was really cool.
So did I.
Yeah. I used to love my moon boots.
I miss fashion like that.
Just quickly, Phil has said that Shell Suit died with Jimmy Savile.
Go
and tell that to President Putin because he still wears them. I believe he has a £3,000 or $3,000
shell suit. Probably.
Yeah. So
see, there was a rumor going around that he died the other day.
There was like rumors going around that Kate Middleton died as well, weren't there, or something like that.
Oh, she's really poorly though, isn't she?
She is really poorly, yeah. But what? So Putin's meant to be dead, is he?
Yeah, but he ain't.
I don't think Putin's dead.
I think people start random rumours.
Say Middleton.
They get bored and they're like, I know, Putin's dead.
Let's just do a random TikTok.
We can do that. It's the sun. Like, I noticed, like, so I had the sun on. Like, it kept bringing up things on my YouTube. And because when it was the Ukraine war was kicking off, they were kind of reporting on it a lot. And I think I must have been clicking on a lot of their articles. And like it was a lot of it was like, oh, look how sickly Putin is. And I'm like, I bet you he's not. The guy's worth billions.
Yeah.
The guy can get in like flying specialists from any part. I know that they're under an embargo, but they're fucking not.
Have you seen the new notes with the King's head on?
Oh, I haven't, no.
He's absolutely rankiny. To look at, it's just disgusting to look at.
Did you see that?
Do you not think, though? Like, his head is just
It's not
weird.
The same, is
did
it?
Did you see the...
He looks like there's a monkey eye in it, doesn't he?
His ears are massive.
What, is it face on?
I'm just surprised that his ears fit on that note.
Could you imagine if that's the pound coin had like another little loop coming out did you see that portrait of him and it was like
the red
like,
one
with the red one and it was like it was like something out of a horror film. Real weird.
It was it's really cool painting, it's amazing. Yeah, but like people read so much into it. Like they were like, what's the artist trying to say about this? And because it looks,
oh my God,
this is genuine. This here, I mean,
it looks like guts.
No, it doesn't. It looks like
and there's guts.
The painting from Ghostbusters 2.
Yes, it does. Yes. Oh my God,
I've
it
seen
does.
That. Yeah, I've seen people say that.
There it so does. That's such
there's
a good
quite a few comments saying like what it looks like or like. People have like inverted it as well, and then it looks like the devil or something, like devil horns or something. It looks like, I can't remember what it is, but there's all sorts going on in it when you actually like invert it and do weird stuff to it.
But, is there, or is that kind of is that something
it's,
like where they?
Well, it's where
all
people
we've
are
done
looking,
is
probably,
we've
yeah.
inverted it. We have enhanced it slightly. We've also photoshopped some horns, and it looks like the devil now. Yeah, I mean, I know, but you've gone too far. You've not just inverted it, have you? You have done a lot more to it.
It is. I mean, it's an impressive bit of work, but it does make
really
you question
weird.
What they're trying to displicit there, doesn't it? Really, it's weird. Maybe it's just the artist
I don't follow
style.
All that kind of stuff.
Well, the king.
Yeah.
What, the king of England? You don't follow that.
Don't care for it.
Don't know who that is. Just got ears.
He's just got just massive ears.
We're very cultured up here in West Cumbria.
I only like the queen because she was cute, but
I like
her son
queen, yeah.
is... I can't look at him.
Well, Kate Middleton
he's a spoiled brat, whereas the Queen actually felt someone.
And she actually, she served her country.
When you actually look into what she did, she's done so much.
And she was always cute and smiley, whereas King Charles is just, what the fuck?
So my
Although
favorite
he's meant to do
Queen
quite
story.
A lot, to be fair.
Does
on.
He? Does he?
Nah.
Or does he just, like,
there
I don't
meant
know,
to be lots that he does. I don't know. I can't remember. I've looked into it before and
I think it's all bullshit.
My favorite Queen story was... it was like the king of like Saudi Arabia or something like that, where women aren't allowed to drive.
Yeah. And, oh, yes, I think I've heard this one, yeah.
Yeah. And she asked him if he wanted a tour of the grounds.
Yeah.
She drives. And
she jumped into this old Landy and fucking gunned it around. And like, apparently was like, he was holding on.
That'll
like
teach him.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, I know he's a king.
But she's a
but
queen.
But it's the Queen of England.
Yeah.
Like, there is a power discrepancy there that even he can't know. He can't say something to the Queen of England. Because let's be honest, she's like, you know.
She's queenie.
Yeah.
She's off the with queen. Your head.
I wish they did that, though.
What, so still off with your head?
You've got over there in Saudi Arabia. Shame if like proper punishment.
I think that was ruled out. I don't think they do that anymore.
Beheaded.
Off with your heads. Being headed.
I thought I read somewhere that technically it's not.
Really?
Definitely is.
No, as in, for a lot of stuff, but like, there's like, it's still technically, like, it could be an option. It's just one of them things where it's not.
Off with it's but not. It's not because they don't kill people here anymore.
Yeah, I know, but like, socially, we've kind of like, but it's not. From what I can't remember what it was. It was maybe like, treason or something like that, where technically you can still be killed for it, but it's not something that you ever would.
Like, imagine having Jimmy Savile up there. I'd watch it.
Okay. 1998 capital punishment dead. For no, treason saying, and piracy.
If they had punishment for him.
But he was dead when they found out.
That's true.
What about Rolf Harris?
What's happened to him? Is he still alive?
No, he's dead now. I'm pretty sure Rolf Harris is dead now.
He's he died behind bars, didn't he?
Yes!
Right, chill out. Fucking hell. Fucking hell, put my head back on now.
Yeah, he died last year. Last year he died.
I was gutted as well, because I liked Rolf Harris, and he was one of the ones where I was just like, I didn't... Like, there were certain people, like, obviously, like Jimmy Savile was like, yeah, fair dear, yeah, but let's be honest, there was no one that was like, yeah, we didn't see that coming.
What about Prince Andrew?
Oh, yeah, he looks like he is.
I think they should. Oh, actually, if I say this, am I going to be killed?
Oh, possibly.
You might get beheaded.
Out. Hopefully, because I won't have to go work tomorrow.
I don't think they're that fast.
Well, any day. He should. I think they should bring back that punishment.
Beheading.
You know what? In America, absolutely. They're doing like a castration thing.
Yeah, they do, actually, for paedophiles and stuff. Because apparently it takes away
Phil
the...
Phil says that treason is still hanging offence.
Takes away the urge, doesn't it, or something like that?
It's just one of the things that they don't.
Testosterone, I think it is, whatever it is.
Yeah, but it's like
chemical.
when you geld a horse, isn't it? It turns into a mellow horse.
Well, that's what I... It's like,
it's a stallion,
it's, like
it's full of it.
Yeah. Or like a dog, because they do act differently.
They
and
should
not
bring that
into...
Still a paedophile.
They should bring that into the world.
They are. They do in America.
Yeah, they should. They should do it.
But in my head, they're still a paedophile, so they still need punishing.
I mean, the only other thing you can do is turn them into a woman.
Aren't I?
You are very aggressive.
I've got murder on the brain.
Yeah, I feel like...
It's because I'm hanging around with Phil, that's why.
I mean, the only thing you could do like to be a bit more extreme is you could tuck it in and make it into a vagina instead.
Chop it off. Chop it off and down the throat. Sorry.
I mean, how are they going to wee, though?
That's not my problem.
That's actually on Game of Thrones, that.
That's their problem, Chloe. They have to figure that out.
Just wow. Punish them. There you go.
Anyway, that...
This week's podcast. Kaylee wants to kill and castrate.
And hire a hitman.
Very
murdery.
It is very... There's a lot of murdery vibes.
I think
which
I'm frustrated.
Weird, because when we go out... Like, actually, have you had that recently where we've been out somewhere and you thought, he's going to murder me now?
No.
Oh, see? Eventually, after 3 years, she no longer thinks I'm going to murder
her. I think that's just something about other things.
Like what?
Distraction things.
Just, yeah. Life.
If I think about
just
murder,
lie.
It's
just
going to
happen. Yeah!
Let's
I
think
do
about anything else.
Thing,
what?
If you think about something so much, it'll happen.
Yeah, because you make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. So if I didn't think
about it... Well, statistically, murdered people are murdered by their spouse, aren't they? Statistically.
I could murder Tom. He could murder me. He's not got it in him.
I could murder me.
You couldn't.
She had to hide, like, one of the kittens died and she had to hide it from me because she knew I was going to get upset about it.
He's very sensitive.
You definitely
Tom.
Can murder. No.
He might be 6'10", but he's a big softie.
Yeah.
And he hasn't got it in him. I have
yeah.
though.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Anyway.
Huh? Angry sometimes.
Soft angry. Do you angry cry? That's what I do.
Oh, don't. It's so embarrassing. You're trying to be angry and you just cry instead.
I do. What are you doing? Shut up.
No, angry it cry. Happens.
Yeah.
When you're that angry, me. You just start crying. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not yeah. sad. I'm
so
really
angry.
Yeah.
My emotions are coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. Out my eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like
anger
I get
tears.
Anger tears.
My tears come out if I'm just like I want to send some food back because I don't like it. I'm so sorry.
I'm like that.
And I'm just like, why am I crying? I don't need to be crying right now. And then someone's like, it's all right, it's just food. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, but jokes aside, I bet you get that order like the fastest anyone's ever. Like when if you're crying over your food. That waiter is running back to the
Shit.
Kitchen.
She's really passionate about this.
She's crying.
I don't know why. She's just weird.
She keeps looking at Blake and crying. Oh, no. That's funny.
Oh, bless it.
This week, bless Chloe it. Cries in restaurants.
I definitely need to put that in.
Oh,
yeah, Kale hates go. The king. And his massive ears.
Fucking hell.
Fucking.
Wow. I think on that note.
Is it Dumbo?
Yeah, on that note, I think that's it. We're done.
I think it's just going to get worse.
So, I guess this is my last podcast with you guys then.
Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how did you get this far? But we shall see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Our podcast manager and editor is David. Thank you very much, sir. You're a legend. Our hosts this week are myself, Chloe, and Kales. And if you'd like to support us, why not join our Patreon like our amazing mega supporters, such as, and babe, if this is out of date, this list, I apologize. We'll try and get the correct list for next week. We've got Arthur Job, Dildo, I'm Having an Orgasm, Jack Goodwin, John Brown, Justin Reaney, Master Bass, Mihal, Phil Starkey, SmyD, Skip Dude, Stephen Patterson, Timo, Trucker Colin. You guys are all absolute legends. We love you so, so much. You make this podcast what it is. And we also have some other people who we love nearly as much, about 50%, depending on how much you're giving us. But we still love you a lot. Like, there's still a lot of love to give you. I do need to kind of state that. And those people are Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Reese, Trucker Joe, and Danny Flynn, the Quanking Master. Fuck me. That's so hard to say. These guys get great perks like access to live shows, you get Discord, and a variety of other little extra little bits behind the scenes. And if you like to support us in other ways, you can go to samslap.com, get some amazing merch, follow us on social media like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and a bunch of other things. Just search Just Another Trucking Podcast, or for the Patreon, go to patreon.com/JATP. Thank you, and goodbye.